Why burnout? You may be wondering if you've seen The Wise Guide from Burnout to Dream Business. Why do I use the term burnout? You know, I struggle with that one, actually, because really what I mean by burnout is burnout, or your version of that, such as overwhelm, distraction, frustration, just being stuck in fears and doubts, really whatever it is that is stopping you, that is slowing you down, that is holding you back from your dreams, from your dream business, from the business of good living, the business of giving your gifts and services in the world. So I could have used many terms, or perhaps I could have simply said, the wise guide from whatever the hell is stopping you. I use burnout because I feel that that term signifies very well the idea that we're spent. We're utterly and completely spent. We are burned out. There is no fuel left. That feeling like you're truly at the end of your rope. And yet so many of us know that we're not at the very end of our rope, because we felt that feeling more than once. So many of us have experienced burnout as a pattern, as a recurring theme, over and over and over, feeling like, I can't take another step. I'm done. I'm cooked, I'm baked, I'm burnt out. And yet I so want something more. And it is that desire, it is that longing. And sometimes it is also a sense of obligation, but in my experience, when you've reached burnout, often it's because you've been buried in obligation. And it's that longing, that inner true desire for something more, not just something more materially, but something more in the meaning of your life. We can always put more meaning in our life. There's always room for more meaning in our lives. And that's not to say we may not also want to bring other material things into our life. Maybe we've been putting up with so much clutter and junk and just stuff that's just not serving us. And now we want a clean slate. We can have that too. But you know, I believe when you get to that place of burnout, that feeling of burnout, that feeling like, oh my God, enough is enough is enough. That what we really long for, what we truly, deeply desire, is more meaning, which comes from more connection. Because burnout really means they were disconnected with the divine. They were disconnected from source, right? Which is the same thing as running out of fuel. If you run out of fuel, the source for your rocketing through the sky, right? The source that enabled you to take off and fly, the source that enables you to just keep running, to just keep going, and certainly what it requires to keep soaring is depleted. The fuel is depleted. Disconnected from the source, from the fuel. There is no more there to connect to. In our consciousness, in that weakened consciousness that's really not even a consciousness in the sense that what's happened is our consciousness now, when we're in burnout, has disconnected from the greater consciousness, from the one consciousness, which is always there. We've simply disconnected from it. And in burnout, we're living only in this very limited consciousness of ego, of survival. And we know how important it is to have that for our survival as humans. But we also know that we're stuck in that loop that's defined only by ego, and we feel, really feel, like we have no more fuel. We need to get it. That what we really need in that time is to reconnect with Source. We need to see that our desire, our longing is leading us first to reconnect with Source. And there is where we find that meaning that can build and will build as we reconnect, as we breathe in the one consciousness, the true consciousness, and get back on track. But it's more than getting back on track. It's about getting on that path of truth for you. That path that actually is continuing along a divine direction, that path that requires the fuel of Source, that requires that we stay tapped in, that requires that we stay connected with the One, with the One Truth, with life itself. Because only by staying connected can we stay on our path. Now, that's not to say we can't fall off the path every once in a while, but we get back quickly. Right? And we avoid the loops. Because I'm sure you'll hear me say many times that burnout and this pattern of burnout, right? Technically, if you think of burnout, burnout can happen only once, right? You burn out and you crash and burn. Game over. Next life, right? But the way we experience this burnout is if we have crashed and burned, and like a phoenix rising from the ashes, some of us very slowly and very painfully, some of us just hanging out in the ashes, just in deep pain from the scorching fire of experience. And some blasting out of the ashes. Boldly. Getting back on the path quickly, surely, intentionally, paying attention to every step, aware that we were in burnout, aware that we were out of fuel, and clearly knowing now that we have refueled, that we have reconnected with Source. and stepping into the next level of commitment, of connection to Source. So the burnout ultimately dissolves as a pattern. It cannot repeat. Burnout is incompatible with your path. It is incompatible with your why, with your purpose. It is incompatible with the walk you take that flows from your deepest purpose. You cannot be on purpose and in burnout. You must reconnect with Source. You must tap back into that fuel of life itself. Of the higher life, of the life that pulls us. And ultimately, of course, the fuel that allows our bodies and minds to operate in a way that we can stay tapped in with Source. So burnout is a powerful concept when seen this way. And I know that many of us experience it in different ways in terms of the labels we use or just kind of the sense we have of what I'm calling burnout. For others, they may not feel like they're experiencing burnout. They may feel like they're experiencing overwhelm or deep frustration or distraction, constant distraction. Being lost, stuck in fear and or doubt. So truly, it is whatever is keeping you stuck. It's whatever is stopping you, holding you back, or slowing you down so much that you really aren't making progress, and surely not making the progress you desire. So I hope you understand now why I use the term burnout. And the wise guide from burnout to dream business. Won't you join me? Happy trails.